This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, Now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. As we talked about on the show yesterday and as we led the show with this morning, inflation did hit a new high as StatsCan put out their report yesterday. Well, another report is showing that the corporate sector is benefiting with higher profits with the rise of inflation. David McDonald is a senior economist at the Canadian Centre for Policy Alternatives and the author of the report, Truth Bomb, Corporate Sector Winning the Economic Recovery Lottery, Workers Falling Behind. And David joins us from Ottawa. Hey, David, thank you for making time to be with us today. We're grateful. So, David, let's sort of get into the how here. How is it that corporations are seeing higher profits through this inflation?
Well, what I looked at in this study was I looked at all of the recessions and recoveries that we've seen in Canada over the past 50 years. And so there were six recessions and recoveries. Now, when we look at GDP or economic growth, there is always a battle going on between workers' wages and corporate profits. And as corporate profits eat up more of the economic growth, workers' wages eat up less. And so there's this trade-off. And so what I was interested in seeing was after recessions, how did workers versus corporate profits fare in terms of capturing what portion of GDP? Now, it's not necessarily one way or another. So we had three recessions where workers came out on top. After the recession, they captured slightly more of GDP than they had prior to the recession. And in two recessions, corporations captured more, the 1981 recession, as well as the pandemic recession in 2020. What's really unique about the 2020 experience, the recession and recovery that we've just been through, is how much more it was weighted towards corporate profits. Historically so. We've just never seen a recovery where the corporate sector has captured so much of that recovery compared to just before the recession started. In fact, this time around, the corporate sector captured three times more than it did the last time, which was in 1981. And workers are slightly worse off today in terms of as a proportion of GDP than they were in 2019, just before the pandemic happened. So why is this happening? Well, I think one of the factors is clearly inflation that was happening at the same time as this recovery. This was also a feature in 1981, where we had high inflation going into the recession in 1981. And so it may well be that the corporate sector, particularly where it is concentrated and there isn't as much competition, can raise prices rapidly in order to maintain and increase profit margins. Whereas for workers, it's harder for them to drive up wages. So if they're in a collective agreement, that collective agreement will lock in wage gains, usually over the course of several years, and that have to be renegotiated. And for workers who are just bargaining on their own, it's often pretty difficult to ask for an 8% pay raise in 1 year, which is what they would have had to have done this year in order to make up for the increase in prices. And so I think that's part of the picture of why the corporate sector is really seeing tremendous profits in this recovery, far more so than is historically usual, while workers are falling behind.
What are the conditions that are leading to that?
Well, if we take a look at various recessions, the trend is pretty similar. And so the first couple quarters of a recession, we'll see a fall in corporate profits. And the reason for that is that corporate sales dry up very rapidly in a recession, and corporations are unable to cut their costs fast enough to maintain profit margins. So they're not able to lay people off fast enough. They're not able to cut fixed costs fast enough. So the cost of rent or the cost of, you know, leasing machinery and that sort of thing, it's difficult to do that quickly. And so you see an initial drop in profits to GDP. On the other hand, and in trade, you see workers gain in the first couple of months, because for exactly the opposite reasons, is they can't be laid off quite as quickly. And so they gain as a proportion of GDP. Now, once things string out a little bit further, then things go back to normal or closer to normal, closer to pre-recession. And you can look to see, okay, after this recovery period, say in this case, it was 2 years, you know, 2 years after the recession started, how do corporations versus workers fare? And that's not unclear. I mean, the first little part of the recession is pretty common. This 2020 pandemic, what was interesting is that corporate profits barely fell at all as a proportion of GDP. Mm. They were very consistent, which is unusual. So they usually, you know, you usually do see a drop in the first quarter or two. They fell a little bit related to GDP, but not very much. And then they rocketed straight back upwards. And so that's certainly part of the picture. As I said, I think inflation is also part of the picture. If you've got inflation ramping up very rapidly during recovery, the corporate sector is able to increase prices much more rapidly than workers are able to bid up their wages. And so when it comes to that recovery, the corporate sector is able to capture more of that recovery because they have pricing power.
Yeah. I don't mean to sort of start really scratching away at methodology here, but are we still looking at something of a time lapse in trying to understand what 2020 and the economic conditions of 2021 and our recent inflationary pressures mean? Is it possible that we're still looking at something of an incomplete picture?
Yeah, I mean, in every one of these different episodes, six episodes over the last 50 years, I've got the same time frame. So it's always 2 years out.
Okay, okay.
We've got 2 years worth of data this time around. So I use 2 years worth of data for every previous recession. And we're comparing, you know, the data 2 years out versus the data just before the recession happened, the quarter before the recession happened. So this is the fourth quarter of 2019, to really get a picture. And so, you know, in many ways, you're quite right. You know, a recession has happened, a recovery has happened, and maybe it hasn't been fully digested or fully appreciated. The full impacts have not been completely felt. In this period or in any of the other five periods. And so, you know, it is to some degree an incomplete picture, but it's the picture that we have so far. And what's unique about it is the concentration that corporate profits have gained of this economic growth in comparison to other recessions and recoveries over the exact same period. You know, sometimes companies win, sometimes workers win. In this case, profits have won, and they've won big, three times more than any previous time. And so that's what's unusual here.
There is sometimes, I would even say often, a misunderstanding of the separation of monetary, fiscal, and private company policy. But I'm curious how government policy may have catalyzed this advantage towards corporations in the last couple of years.
What was very unique in this recession and recovery was the existence of the wage subsidy, massive support to business. So more money went out from the federal government to business via the wage subsidy than went out to workers via CERB and the EI improvements. And so that's worth pointing out, is that there has just never been a recession and recovery that has been so where the business sector has been so strongly supported by the federal government. It's just without precedent. And that may well be one of the reasons why in the initial quarters of the recession, we just didn't see a fall in corporate profits. It may well be that was because the federal government was supporting those corporate profits or supporting the economy more generally. And that was unique. And we've just never seen that kind of intervention in the economy. And I mean, the goal is clear. The goal is to try to keep companies open, even though we were shutting big sections of the economy down. So we didn't have a massive pandemic in Canada. And so that's very unique in terms of the history. I think going forward, one of the questions is, will workers' wages catch up to inflation, given some time? Will they bargain away this profit that has gone, you know, this part of the economic growth that's gone to the profit side, will they bargain it back and get it back on the wages side? It's certainly pretty clear, I think, to a lot of Canadians that prices have gone up and that their wages have not gone up. You know, wages have gone up about half of the increase in prices that we've seen over the past year, year and a half. And so presumably at some point, workers are going to start saying, hey, wait a second, I need a raise. You know, they're going to go into collective bargaining with their union and say, you know what the biggest issue is this year? We need a raise. And so it's possible over time that workers can bargain some of that back. I think the real constraint on that will likely be whether the Bank of Canada overreacts to this inflation and causes a recession. So this is one of my big concerns, is that at present, we're not in a recession. I mean, the job market's tight. The unemployment rate is at lows we haven't seen since the 70s. It's closing in on 5%. I mean, this is very tight labor market. We are seeing real economic growth. So we're nowhere near a recession. Mm. But there's no doubt that the Bank of Canada could cause a recession, could engineer one by increasing interest rates too quickly and pulling too much money out of the economy by interest rate payments. If that were to happen, it would really undercut the ability of workers to bid up their wages, because you don't, wages don't rise in a recession. People are scared of losing their jobs. They don't ask for a raise. They just don't want to be fired.
Right.
And so this is the possibility, is that if we do see a recession soon caused by the Bank of Canada, say in the next 6 months, you might lock in this arrangement, which is to say corporate profits capture more of GDP and workers' wages capture less of economic growth. And that's locked in because workers never had a chance to bid those wage rates up.
David, I apologize. We've only got about a minute left here. And I know this question is probably even a little more complex than can be dealt with in a minute. But is this something that we've seen, generally speaking, since the 2008 recession, that largely workers and wages are not seeing commensurate growth to the rest of the economy?
Yeah, I mean, if we look more specifically at the proportion of after-tax profits, because taxes have gone down a fair amount since the 90s, the corporate sector, we're at all-time highs. So the after-tax profits to GDP are at all-time highs, historic highs. We've never seen anything like this. And so this, you know, this has been happening for some time, increased corporate power to capture more of GDP at the expense of workers' wages. But it is something to very much keep an eye on, because the question is, when we see economic growth, who benefits? Right? Is it workers who get good wage gains and good benefits, or is it the corporate sector that just pad their pockets with higher profits?
David, I'm so sorry that we had to play you off like this was an Oscars speech, but thank you so much for your perspective on this really important story.
Thanks very much.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.